Sludge management is an important component of wastewater treatment as it poses potential threat for the environment and can provide useful resources such as energy and nutrients. It is the most costly operation of wastewater treatment. The major processes of sludge treatment involve thickening, digestion, dewatering, drying, and disposal. Sludge thickening is all about increasing solids content or reducing moisture content of sludge in order to improve performance of subsequent treatment processes such as digestion, dewatering, drying, and disposal. It can be achieved by physical means such as gravity settling, centrifugation, gravity belt, and rotary drum. Although thickening of sludge from primary sedimentation tanks may not be necessary, excess sludge from secondary sedimentation requires it because of its high moisture content. The purpose of sludge digestion is to produce sludge that has a low ability for biological and chemical reactions. It is often accomplished through an anaerobic process. While resulting in a stable sludge product, anaerobic digestion produces methane gas that can be used as a source of energy for the treatment plant. The digested sludge also has better dewatering characteristics. The objective of sludge dewatering is to further increase the dry solids content by removing moisture from a digested sludge. This is usually done using mechanical equipment, such as centrifuges and belt filter presses. Sludge dewatering often requires the use of polymers as flocculant aid, and in some cases inorganic coagulants are added to enhance performance of polymers and reduce the cost of the expensive polymers. Sludge disinfection is an important step to ensure the safety of operators handling sludge, and for any land application processes such as agricultural lands or for disposal to landscaping. Disinfection can be achieved using either a thermal treatment by increasing the temperature or a chemical treatment by raising the pH above 12. It can also be disinfected using a biological treatment such as by composting where the sludge is exposed to higher temperatures for several days and some higher organisms preying on pathogens. Drying significantly reduces the water content of sludge and increases the heat value of sewage sludge for incineration. It is often done by thermal drying, where the dewatered sludge is exposed to very high temperatures in drums or belts. This process literally evaporates the moisture and results in high solids content.